Riversdale, Alaska is mothballing its plan to mine coal in the Chicoloon area. The Australian-owned mining company is turning its sights on coal prospects in Alberta, Canada instead. Riversdale, Alaska spokeswoman Michelle Johnson confirms that Riversdale continues to hold its Alaska Mental Health Lands Trust coal leases in Chicoloon, although exploration on the leases is postponed indefinitely. Johnson says the geology at Chicoloon is challenging, and that the company is waiting until reports from its 2012 and 13 exploration seasons are released before it will make a decision on whether to continue. Riversdale acquired the Alaska coal leases in January 2012 and began exploration efforts that summer. The leases cover close to 10,000 acres of land. Riversdale paid $3 million for the leases. The Mental Health Lands Trust would receive a 5% royalty of the gross value of any coal mined and sold from the lease land. Jamie Duhamel, program director for the Castle Mountain Coalition, an anti-coal organization, says Riversdale's latest move is welcome news for Chicoloon residents.
I know that for 2 years they've been exploring in that area, and they've never found a eureka moment that we're aware of. We've been anticipating this for a long time.
Duhamel says Chicoloon residents are concerned about coal mining's effect on their health and quality of life. Riversdale, Alaska spokeswoman Michelle Johnson says the company is eyeing coal leases at Crow's Nest Pass on the Alberta-British Columbia border because that area is further along in development.